Well, it's Wednesday. That means it's time for the Wealth and Investment feature here on Classic Business. And judging by the recent budget, it does look like the Davis Tax Committee's preference for a wealth tax a la Thomas Piketty has been poo-pooed. But there are several other stealthy wealth taxes in this budget. And I've got Tim Mertens, Sovereign Trust Chairman, on the line. And Sovereign's core business is setting up and managing companies and trusts and pensions and other structures. So really deeply embedded in this space. Evening, Tim. Good to chat again.
Very good evening to you all, and yes, thank you very much for having me on the show again.
Your overall take on the budget this year before we talk about some of the details?
Well, I think Minister Gigaba was in a very tough position. He's got a, you know, dealing with a very large budget deficit, and he has to make that up. And so I think it was almost inevitable that that was going to be the way to fix the problem in the short term, raising, what, 36 billion rand of the 47 or so shortfall. So that wasn't that surprising. In other areas, I think it could have been worse, but obviously the estate duties, we can maybe get to in a minute, was the takeaway, the takeaway issue for us.
That in the industry. That was a big one, because there was this much talked about, and I think actually quite highly anticipated, wealth tax, considering the rhetoric that we had heard out of the Davis Tax Committee and the support that we saw for French economist Thomas Piketty when he was in the country. Mm. That didn't materialize in terms of a land tax or an annual wealth tax, but we did have the estate duties increase.
Yes, I mean, I suppose the wealth tax can be, and Piketty's analysis of, you know, what should happen in a wealth tax, it was sort of really attacked only on one front, and that was sort of the shoring up of the estate duty issue, or shoring up the estate duty by, as we all know, raising the estate duty level above 30 million rand to 25%. I think worryingly for many people is the fact that the abatement of 3.5 million stays the same at the moment. I mean, it may well change in due course, but it simply means that people who have got estates over 3.5 million are going to be paying 20%, whereas it was anticipated possibly of putting that abatement up to between a husband and wife, for example, to 15, 16 million or so. So we'll have to see what happens there. But you're right. I mean, the wealth tax and the land tax that is also anticipated as part of this wealth tax pot didn't materialize, and hopefully we can stave that off for a couple of years to come.
Yeah, the land tax was always an interesting one for me, because it's very difficult to justify that if you're looking at restituted land for poor communities, and the fact that the state would want to come down punitively on them. So it would have had to have been a very targeted land tax. Do you think that the idea has been shelved indefinitely, considering that this opportunity wasn't used at a time when, let's face it, government was really scratching around for every single cent, so it certainly had every reason to fall back on if it had introduced a tax, a wealth tax?
Yeah, I think you know, as Minister Gigaba, then Minister Gigaba said in his budget speech that, you know, what Treasury would be doing is obviously revisiting the Davis Tax Committee recommendations, and in those recommendations, the issue of a wealth tax is mooted. So I think it's probably a situation where it's been put aside for the moment, and that hopefully with government and other reforms coming in, with a new dispensation, new cabinet, new president, you know, it'll be a wait and see attitude as to what happens with the economy. But certainly it's always there in the background. And the land tax, yes, I mean, one of many ways of taxing wealth. You know, quick example, for example, if you had a 2 million rand property, it would be probably 0.5% that you would be taxed on an annual basis, which would mean that the average household with a 2 million rand property would be paying something in the order of about 10,000 rand a year. Now, you know, that's quite a burden to put onto a family who've already got other bills to pay, and obviously within tax brackets now, which are increasing for those at the higher end of the spectrum. So it's a very difficult tax to justify under those circumstances.
And at a time when property owners in Johannesburg would have received their revaluation notices from the city, it seems that process is ongoing, and that will obviously increase the rates and taxes that you pay to your local government. Well, so when we talk about the overall tax burden here, yes, personal income taxes weren't really increased that much. There were no increases in dividends withholding tax or CGT or anything like that. But there are a lot of these smaller taxes that are really starting to amount to quite a burden on the middle to upper income South African taxpayer.
No, that's absolutely right. I think if you add it all up, fuel levies and VAT and all the rest, I think, you know, if you add it up, it's quite considerable. And I think there is a sense, hopefully within Treasury, that, you know, putting the squeeze on an already, you know, pressurized tax base is really not the way to go, that they had to do obviously something with the bands of income tax, certainly at the top level, and some relief at the bottom. And that obviously VAT was the short-term emergency solution. And, you know, I think there's been a lot of criticism about the VAT rate going up by 1%. But, you know, if you compare other countries around the world, they've got much higher VAT rates. Of course, yes, they're perhaps more developed than we are. But it probably was time for that to be reviewed. And look, in desperate times, unfortunately, the Minister of Finance has to pull out desperate measures. And I think that's exactly what we saw last week.
And if we look at trusts as estate planning vehicles, although the taxation of trusts isn't affected per se, the increase in that estate duty, as you said, to 25% really continues to make the use of trusts, I think, quite an effective vehicle still.
I think under the right conditions, you're quite right. I think trusts, certainly the popularity has waned since the imposition of Section 7C of the Income Tax Act, and that provision simply being, you know, really attaching the interest on the loan account between the person who settled the trust and settled the assets of the trust. So that is a negative. But certainly, I think under the right conditions, quite right. You know, trusts still have their place, but they've got to be considered a bit more carefully than I think possibly was the case in the past.
And I think ultimately what the South African economy is crying out for isn't more tax. It's really ways to stimulate growth. So we are still awaiting exactly how the various new ministers are going to get on top of their particular portfolios to give us some policy certainty, and hopefully we can get that denominator going again so we don't have to talk about tax hikes this time again next year. Tim Mertens, Chairman of Sovereign Wealth, with the tax feature here on Classic Business.